The Pan-African Summit opened on Monday with delegates vowing to work together to help stabilize African countries gripped by conflict through the exchange of intelligence. CISA Executive Secretary Dennis Dulomo of South Africa spoke to journalists at the opening of the conference.
Our main objective there is to develop genocide indicators which will serve as early warning to the African Union to enable the African Union to take steps in preventing genocide on the African continent.
Also on the agenda are the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region and the disarmament of Hutu militias in eastern Congo, who have links to the perpetrators of Rwanda's 1994 genocide. Rwandan delegates stressed at the summit's opening that they expect the conference to address concrete ways of disarming the militias, known as the FDLR. Congo, which is a member of CISA, did not send a representative to the conference. Dulomo said disarmament of the FDLR is at the top of CISA's agenda, but stressed that the group works only in an advisory capacity.
All we do is to advise the African Union, provide them with intelligence, and leave it up to the leaders of the continent to then decide as to what steps should be taken.
Relations between Rwanda and Congo have been icy for years. Rwanda wants the FDLR brought to justice for their role in the genocide and has twice invaded Congo to track down the militias. Rwandan officials accuse Congo of failing to do enough to neutralize the FDLR and, in some instances, collaborating with the militias to fight other rebel groups in eastern Congo. Dulomo said the summit would also aim to provide recommendations for Sudan's Darfur region. Darfur has been racked by a 4-year conflict between predominantly African rebels and government-backed Arab militias, in which an estimated 200,000 people have died. The United States has labeled the Darfur killings as genocide, citing the ethnic component of the conflict and the systematic destruction of civilian villages. CISA Executive Secretary Dennis Dulomo said the group does not identify the Darfur conflict as genocide, but did not elaborate. CISA member Sudan is present at this week's summit. The week-long summit is set to conclude on Saturday. Noel King for VOA News, Kigali.